Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Song for you, my children. I wanted to let you know I love you so. I may be gone, but you're not forgotten. I keep you in my mind and in my heart, and I know that you think of me sometimes, and you wonder what's going through my mind. So to let you know that I'm doing fine, well, I'm singing this song to you tonight. I travel this country singing my song, old Chevy with a cross-eyed dog, living my dreams, thinking of you, just wondering where I'm wandering to. And I know that you think of me sometimes, and you wonder what's going through my mind. So to let you know I'm doing fine, well, I'm singing this song to you tonight. West Coast, somewhere near L.A., sun was rising on a foggy day. I knew you were rising in the early morn, drinking your coffee, humming my song. And I know that you think of me sometimes, and you wonder what's going through my mind. So to let you know I'm doing fine, well, I'm singing this song for you tonight. I wrote this song for you, my friend. Wanted to let you know I love you so. I may be gone, but you're not forgotten. I keep you in my mind and in my heart.
Just listening to Charlie McGowan, Although I'm Gone, from the album of the same name. I'm Bob Brinkman, and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, third annual archival show, featuring artists who are no longer performing or who are no longer with us. Charlie McGowan, of course, was a fixture on the California Fair circuit, who passed away in 2003. He inspired my project, Modern Bard, as well as nurtured a number of up-and-coming musical talents. He is very much missed unto this day. Coming up next is a song by The Nightingales, a short-lived group out of the Ohio Renaissance Festival. This is having lost all hope.
Having given up all hope, she wrote a letter to her love, telling him at break of day that she would no more be. Do not fear, my sweetest love, to carry on without me, for my place is here, and it is here that I must stay. Father gave his word that she could choose who she would marry. Now he says he never said, and she had best be ready. Men are beating down your door, and you shall have the best. For tomorrow, break of day, I'll put them to the test. Having given up all hope that he she loved would win the game, and she knew at break of day that he would yet be slain, she did tell him, go from here and not return to me, and tomorrow, break of day, I will not have to see. Having given up all hope, she vowed that she would never wed, never let a strange man, though a champion, to her bed. She had cried an ocean of those tears that he loved so, so tomorrow, break of day, he vowed he would not go. Next day when her father came to lead her to be wed, cold as stone and dark as night, she lay there in her bed. Having given up all hope, her father wept about him, never went to stop the games that carried on without him. Death and champions, good and evil, could have taken stand, for her love had won the day and won her noble hand. To her bed he carried on with privilege and with pride, till he came upon the door wherein she had died. With a knock it opened, and with horror and despair, having given up all hope, he joined his lover there.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
She followed me gladly to Donnybrook Fair. I bought her fine ribbons to tie in her hair. She offered to marry and stay by my side, but then in the morning she sailed with the tide. My parents, they chide me and will not agree, saying me and my true love ne'er married should be. But let them deprive me, let them do what they will. While there's life in my spirit, she's the one I love still. If I were a blackbird, the wind 'neath my wing, I would follow the vessel my true love sails in the top rigging. I there build my nest, I'd flutter my wings, oh lily white breast.
That was If I Were a Blackbird, performed by Owen Fife and the New World Renaissance Band off of their album Tales from the Vineyard. The late Owen Fife, of course, legendary in festival music, and his presence still continues to be felt at many fairs, including here in Florida, where there is a show with a stage named for him, the Fife and Drum Stage, which also features performers' murals that include, of course, the late Owen Fife. Next up, we have some music by Celtic Stone, David Rowe, and the rest. One of the few festival acts to have actually released on vinyl back in the day. Celtic Stone's Waterman's Hornpipe will take us into a brief nautical segment. This is from their album, Druid Wood.
Thank you. Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
that was Russell Cook from his album Timeless. The song was Ships A-Sailin', Drowsy Maggie. Russell Cook himself, not a festival performer, but those of you with an ear will certainly recognize the playing of Bob Bielefeld, as he is heavily featured on that track. Bob Bielefeld, another legendary performer on the festival circuit, who is sadly no longer with us, having just lost him this past year. Next up is the band Circled by Hounds, from their evocatively named album, Howl No Demon Louder. This is Bloody Hell.
This is Greg from The Ren List, the best way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. Here's a look at some fairs that are coming up in the next few weeks. The last weekend for the Kentucky Highland Renaissance Festival is July 14th. The Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace in Rock Creek, Ohio starts on July 13th and runs until mid-August. The North Dakota Renaissance Festival also starts on July 13th and will be open until the first weekend of September. Big Bear Renaissance Fair in Fonskin, California begins on July 20th and runs through mid-August. Meanwhile, there are plenty of other fairs that are still open. There are larger fairs such as Sterling in New York, Bristol in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur, as well as lots of other smaller and one-weekend fairs going on. It's really easy to find a fair close to you. Just go to therenlist.com.
As a battle began in a faraway land, brave Columbia, ho! Columbia, homeward bound was the captain's command. Columbia, ho, we raise our cups to you. Once she turned home towards family and friends. Brave Columbia, ho, Columbia, no one ever heard from Columbia again. Drink, boys, drink to her captain and crew.
the Cape she set sail, Columbia and crew, on the 16th day of the year. Colonel Husband commanded the bold gallant few, from the shore there arose a great cheer. On the 28th voyage into the blue, was the oldest ship in the fleet. Columbia left with a breach in her hold on a mission she'd never complete.
Some men and women may cower in fear, others move on though the road is unclear. So let's sing of the bravery of Columbia's crew and all of those souls who are lost in the blue.
Many explorers have circled the globe, steering by stars in the sky. Heroes went down 200 miles from home, and the nations all took time to cry. Twelve children lost parents that day, two strong men lost their wives, four wives lost their husbands, they say, seven in all lost their lives.
Some men and women, they cower in fear. Others move on, though the road is unclear. So let's sing of the bravery of Columbia's crew and all of those souls who are lost in the blue.
That was the Minstrels of Mayhem from their album Blind Man's Bluff, Lost in the Blue. The Minstrels of Mayhem, Jerry Berry, Ty Billings, often joined by Craig O'Farrington and a number of others, were a Renaissance Festival power group until, unfortunately, geographical differences caused them to split. Jerry Berry continues with the New Minstrel Review, while Ty Billings continues with Celtic Mayhem. And up next, Donna Morris's The Other Woman, another entertainer who is sadly lost to us now. a woman of sweet voice and great humor. This is Martin Said to His Men from her album I Want You for Fun and Frivolity, and Then I'll Give You Back.
Martin said to his men, fie, men, fie. Martin said to his men, who's the fool now? Martin said to his men, fill thou the cup and I the can. Thou hast well drunken men, who's the fool now? I saw the men in the moon, fie, men, fie. I saw the men in the moon, who's the fool now? I saw the man in the moon, clouting of St. Peter's shoon. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? Martin said to his men, fie, men, fie. Martin said to his men, who's the fool now? Martin said to his men, fill thou the cup and I the can. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? I saw the goose ring the hog, fie, men, fie. I saw the goose ring the hog, who's the fool now? I saw the goose ring the hog, saw the snail bite the dog. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? I saw the hare chase the hound, fie, men, fie. I saw the hare chase the hound, who's the fool now? I saw the hare chase the hound, 20 miles above the ground. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? I saw the mouse chase the cat, fie, men, fie. I saw the mouse chase the cat, who's the fool now? I saw the mouse chase the cat, saw the cheese eat the rat. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? I saw a flea heave a tree, fie, men, fie. I saw a flea heave a tree, who's the fool now? I saw a flea heave a tree, 20 miles out to sea. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? I saw a maid milk a bull, fie, men, fie. Saw a maid milk a bull, who's the fool now? I saw a maid milk a bull, every pull a bucket full. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? Martin said to his men, fie, men, fie. Martin said to his men, who's the fool now? Martin said to his men, fill thou the cup and I the can. Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now? Thou hast well drunken man, who's the fool now?
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpityada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Thank you. kicking off our new music section, that was The Midsummer's Meeting, King of the Fairies, Rights of Man, performed by Far From Home from their new album, Of Course. Far From Home is a husband and wife team, Tim, also known as Papa Dill, and Amy, called Mama Pepper, Schaefer. They both bring years and histories of musical talent together. From voice to strings, influenced by Renaissance, Celtic, and geek culture, with both being huge fans of history and mythology, it's also pretty much guaranteed that you'll generally learn at least one fun thing while at a show listening to them. They're typically joined by an array of amazing talented friends to provide variety to their music. Coming up next is Shakespeare's Lament, Go Home William. That is also from the album, of course. You can find more about them on Facebook. Just do a search for We Are Far From Home. That's W-E-R, Far From Home.
The whole town was drinking at the Rose and Crown Pub, sing Grey-hidey-ay. There's spirits aplenty and awful fine grub down by old London way. When all of a sudden came a mighty big roar, sing Grey-hidey-ay. 'Twas his wife saying, William, don't go drinking no more down by old London way. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
Don't leave your wife alone.
Why not?
Oh, she's gracious and witty and also quite pretty. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
The barkeep said, William, go home to your wife.
Sing way, hidey-hey.
If you don't leave now, I will fear for my life
down by old London way.
Drunken leapt up from his tankard of ale.
Sing way, hidey-hey.
If your wife comes a knocking, my heart it will fail
down by old London way. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
Don't leave your wife alone.
Why not?
Oh, she's gracious and witty and also quite pretty. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
Up spoke the actors with perfect pentameter.
Sing way, hidey-ay.
You better leave now or there'll be a calamiter
down by old London way.
Everyone knows the wrath of true love.
Sing way, hidey-ay.
She's a cast iron queen in a white velvet glove
down by old London way. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
Don't leave your wife alone.
Why not?
Oh, she's gracious and witty and also quite pretty. Go home, William, go home.
Go home!
Cheer up now, my lord, and don't look so glum.
Sing way, hidey-ay.
For tomorrow's a new day for drinking good rum
down by old London way. The bar stood up and addressed the crowd. Sing way, hidey-hey. A question for the ages, he spoke it out loud down by old London way.
To stay or not to stay? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of a really pissed off wife, or to take arms with my drunken brothers and drink once more. Aye, there's the rub. Ooh, that's a good rub on the steak. Can I have some steak over here? Oh, kidney pie, something. I'm a bit peckish. I need some
go
food.
Home, William, go home.
Go home.
Don't leave your wife alone.
Why not?
Oh, she's gracious and witty and might rip the city. She's armed with a cannon and mad as a dragon. She really does mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
The fuse now she's lighting. There's no use in fighting. Go home, William, go home.
Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to another edition of Dear Master Shakespeare, the part of the Renaissance Festival podcast where I, your own friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, take your questions and answer them in the most glorious form of all that frustrated you in your 8th grade English class. Iambic pentameter. Let's get straight into today's letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, it hurts when I do this. Sincerely, Dale Smith. Dear Dale, when pain comes about and it makes us writhe, sometimes 2 aspirin are all that's needed. Likewise, when religion bids us to tithe, the golden rule is what should be heeded. Muscle aches necessitate a good stretch. Affairs of the heart may need a good cry. A sour co-worker may get you to kvetch. And good old Sir Paul says, live and let die. But I'll tell thee here, and I'll tell thee now, that the best advice is often quite plain. If the milk is free, then don't buy the cow. And so it goes too when it comes to pain. Thou art in pain.
This is established fact. It hurts when you do this? Then don't do that. Maybe I hurried the lead a little with this last poem, but admit it. It made you giggle just a bit. If you'd like your question answered, please send your queries to Shakespeare at shakespeareapproves.com. And please listen to Shakespeare Approves of this podcast wherever you like to listen to such futuristic things. I'll be seeing you at the next Ren Fair. I love you. You love me. There is mutual glorious affection. But mostly, I love you, 3000.
There's a bush out in the garden where the lads and lassies meet, for it wouldn't do to do the do they're doing in the street. The first time that I went there I was very much impressed to see the young folks rumbling up the cuckoo's nest. And it's hi-ho, cuckoo, the cuckoo, hi, the cuckoo's nest. Hi-ho, cuckoo, the cuckoo, hi, the cuckoo's nest. I'll give any man, a shilly man, a bottle of the best, who'll rumple up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest. He met me in the morning and he had me in the night. He'd never gone that way before and had to do it right. He never would have found it and he never would have guessed if I hadn't shown him where to find the cuckoo's nest. And it's hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. Hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. I'll give any man a shilling and a bottle of the best who'll rumple up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest. I showed him where to find it and I showed him where to go, through the prickles and the brambles where the little cuckoos grow. From the moment that he found it I would never let him rest till he rumpled up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest. And it's hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. Hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. I'll give any man, a shilly man, a bottle of the best who'll rumple up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest. It was thorny, it was prickled, it was feathered all around. It was tucked into a corner where it wasn't easy found. I said, young man, you're blundering. He said it wasn't true. He left me with the makings of a young cuckoo. And it's hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. Hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. I'll give any man, a shilly man, a bottle of the best who'll rumple up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest. And it's hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. Hi the cuckoo, ho the cuckoo, hi the cuckoo's nest. I'll give any man, a shilly man, a bottle of the best who'll rumple up the feathers of the cuckoo's nest.
What best to follow up a solo voice than a duo? That was The Cuckoo's Nest by Crass Roots from their album The Orphaned Celtic Children's Whiskey Fund. Probably best known for their time performing at the Colorado and Pittsburgh shows. It's been a number of years now since they've performed. They stopped for other projects and said they would eventually get back, and hopefully they will return. Their fans do still miss them. Up next, a personal favorite of mine by Mallory McCall's The Skeleton Crew Pirate Band. Mallory McCall, of course, members of the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame. This is from their album, Kings of the Sea, and the song is Hardtack.
Now we've heard tell a tale about some strange sounds heard by sailors during rough weather off the Carolina coast, said to be the voices of some long-gone pirates of the American Main. Don't know about that, but this is how we heard it. Let us pause our games and wages, take our tin cups and our cans, and all gather by the galley door, where dried mummies of hard crackers are issued to all hands. Oh, hard tack, come again no more.
Jesus. Song a sigh of a hungry, oh, heart attack, come again no more. Many days have you lingered upon our stomach sore, oh, heart attack, come again no more.
There's a hungry, thirsty rover, he's dreaming of a prize, but his spirit is trodden down and sore. Sighing for fresh water with longing size, oh, heart attack, come again no more.
Tis a song, a sigh of a hungry, oh, heart attack, come again no more.
Many days have you lingered upon our stomach sore,
oh, heart attack, come again no more.
Tis the wail that is heard on the ship both night and day. Tis the murmur that's mingled with each snore. Tis the sighing of the pirate for spring chickens far away. Oh, heart attack, come again no more.
Tis the song, the sigh of the hungry, oh, heart attack, come again no more.
Many days have you lingered upon our stomach sore,
oh, heart attack, come again no more.
In the wake of sighs and murmurs, a hush comes from the crew, and frail forms are fainting on the floor. For they feed us now on rat meat that the cook calls stew. Oh, heart attack, come again once more.
Tis a dying wail of a starving, oh, heart attack, come again once more.
You were old and very wormy, but you passed your failings o'er.
Oh, heart attack, come again once more.
So a mournful sound is carried across a troubled wave, oh, wail that is heard above the roar.
Tis a dirge that is murmured down in a watery grave,
oh, heart attack, come again once more.
Tis a cold dead song of the rovers, oh, heart attack, come again once more.
We have gone to join the fishes upon the ocean's floor,
for heart attack came again no more.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. A special thanks to all of you out there who are helping us. We have over 25 people supporting us at the moment, and we can use all the help we can get. This show is definitely an act of love, as all of us are volunteers who work for the podcast. And all of your support goes right back into helping make the show possible. We at the podcast would like to extend a special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Vopio, and Stephen Conroy. And also we'd really like to thank our honorary minions, Jesse Linder, who's on Facebook at jessielinder.bard, Am I Misguided, and Randall Kimbrough. Thank you so much for all you do to help us make this show possible.
Guard your up a war, and they won't come near anymore. I use your shield and use your head, fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky, how many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnightmare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, broadsword swing, shining armor's piercing ring. Our horses run with a powder shield, fight those bastards till they
That last song doesn't get your blood pumping, I don't know what will. That was The March of Cambrinth by Heather Alexander from her album Midsummer. Heather Alexander famously returned to the lands of Faerie to release her brother, the musician Alexander James Adams, who is performing on the circuit to this day. Finally, this last song, as we prepare to finish up this year's special, is a song that was written so that every Renaissance festival could have a closing song. While these days Parting Glass may be popular or Health to the Company, if you talk to most of the old guard of the festival musicians, they will know this song by Jerry Spurlock. This special recording is actually of the first time it was ever shared with an audience, which was at a private party attended by folks such as Renaissance Fair Hall of Famers Barbara Bosch Barinski, Richard Weber. It was also attended by musician Judith Pintar and many, many others. This is, of course, Bring On the Starlight. I'm Bob Brinkman, and I'll see you down the road.
The river of time always flows. It's the nature of things that the final bell rings. The still of the night always knows. Now the wise men say this only shows that everything comes to a close. But one thing's for certain, the night's just a curtain
where the moon of our memory glows. So bring on the starlight, make everything bright. Dreams just a memory that grows. Remember the fair times, the moments we shared, when we sent all our cares off to where the cold winds blow. And though we have come to an end, and it's time to say so long, my friends, I hope you can hear that the meaning is real when we promise to meet once again. Be a rich man or poor man, be a fool or a sure man, we've gathered our hands, we've made a merry stand. The people, they come and they go. It's the nature of things, I suppose. But one thing is for certain, the night is a curtain where the moon of our memory glows. So bring on the starlight, make everything right. A dream's just a memory that grows. And the fair time was our time, a dream time to share time. Yes, the fair time was the fine time to know. And though we have come to an end, and it's time to say so long, my friends, I hope you can feel that the when we promise to meet once again. So bring on the starlight, make everything end right. A dream's just a memory that grows. And fair time was our time, a dream time to show time. Yes, the fair time.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.